Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bow, and tweet them. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that we are live and on the air. First of all, I want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Glory to God. And if your mother is gone home to be with the Lord, then show someone else's mother some love. You know, it's all about love. You know, love covers the multitude of sins. So just show somebody else some love. Glory to God. I'm sure they won't mind you loving on them. Glory to God. I hope you pampered your mom, you know, and I hope that you have someone living next door to you. No one comes to see them. You know, I hope you showed them some love or took them a plate, you know, because, you know, we all eat. And, you know, sometimes we can eat too much. So help somebody else out by taking them a plate on Mother's Day. Glory to God. Amen. We have a few announcements. We got to go ahead. Amen. Glory to God. I want to make sure that you tune in. You know, these shows are dedicated with you in mind, spreading the gospel to the nation. You know, God is still spreading his word because guess what? Jesus haven't came yet, but he's on his way. So we want to make sure that you have heard the word. You know, you can't wait and say, well, you know what, I didn't hear that word. I didn't hear it. No, it's too much word going on now, even on radio stations, you know, a lot of times, and TV, and you can also, you're getting stuff in the mail, and people are leaving things on the door. You know, glory to God, the word is still going forth. So you ain't gonna be able to say, Lord, I didn't get that one. Yeah, you got the memo, but just did you read it? Did you take heed to what the memo was saying? That's the thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to move on down the road. I want to make sure that you tune in every Tuesday night with what I call it Wild Tuesday. Glory to God. We have Apostle Yvonne Riles and Pastor Joseph Riles. And the showtime is 6 Pacific Standard Time, 8 Central Standard Time, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. If you've been missing it on Tuesday night, you've been missing a treat because God has been really, really moving. Glory to God. We thank God for them. They walk the dog on every show. Glory to God. When they get through, I know the devil said, I ain't going over there now. He said, I'm absolutely through. Glory to God. Because it really comes forth, the word of God being taught. The word of God is being taught. The word of God is also being lived. That's the most important thing. You know, it's good sometimes when people can preach a word. Yeah, you can preach it. You can preach the chandeliers off the ceiling. But can you live it? Well, I know these two right here can live the word. Glory to God. And if you need someone, a life coach, a mentor, spiritual leader, go ahead and hit them up, marriage counselor. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know. Go ahead and inbox them and tell them what you need. You know, we always say call them up and tell them what you want. Go ahead and inbox them and let them know what the need may be so they can, you know, get in touch with you and help you along the way. You know, so many times now people are just going about their own hidden agenda, Lord, but that hidden agenda that you got ain't getting you no further, glory to God. It has not taken you where God wants to take you. Yeah, you know, everybody needs to be trained. You know, Jesus had 12 disciples he had under him. He trained them. You know, you train, then you send out. Not train and hold on. You train and you send out. When they're ready, you know, when they've been taught the word and taught how to get a word from the Lord and taught how to pray and what to pray and what to say. Glory to God. Hallelujah. No, it's not manuscript. It's straight from heaven. Glory to God. I hear you. But that's what you want. You want leaders who don't mind sharing the gospel and telling you what you need to do and how you need to go about doing it. You know, you said the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. Well, let me hear that. I'm here to tell you, whenever you under these two, guess what? Your steps are being ordered by the Lord because guess what? They'll tell you, pray about it. You know, here's what you need to do. You go and pray about it and see what God is telling you. And then they want you to come back and then you tell them what you heard the Lord say. Because guess what? They already done prayed about it and they already know. Glory to God. He done gave them the answer. But they're going to hold on and see if you really going to pray and hear what God is saying to you. Now, that's what I'm talking about. Glory to God. So go ahead and hit them up on Facebook and let them know what the need may be. And, hey, they can meet the need. Glory to God. And I hope you tune in on Saturday. We have none other than Elder Bertha Askew. So faith comes by hearing at 12 Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. A woman who gets a prayer through, good God Almighty. When she starts praying, amen, the rain starts to fall. It starts to break up some stuff, good God Almighty. Hey, glory to God. Huh? That's the kind of prayer warrior you want on your team. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you now. Glory to God. But I want you to make sure that you tune in at that time and hear what Elder is preaching. You know, Elder preached some really, really good messages. You know, and when you go to the show, come expecting expecting God to move. That's the thing. You know, sometimes when you go, well, that's just her preaching. Well, no, that's just her. That's just him. No, don't look at that person, but look at the God in them. So you know what? He sent them to give me this word. So I'm going to receive this word from the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Because you got to be in that receiving mode. If you ain't in that receiving mode, then you ain't going to get nothing. You know, times are changing. People are changing. Things are changing around you. Can you see? Amen. There's so much going on, calamity and so many things happening in other places, earthquakes and in diverse places and, you know, fires and all that stuff that the Bible said it was happening. So come on in, glory to God, and hear what Elder is talking about on Saturday. She preaches an awesome word and she prays the house down, glory to God. Now, we're called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams, and this show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I'm the first Hour of Power, and then I will give you a 30-minute break between there, glory to God. And then Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Ministry Elaine Jackson, comes on at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central Standard Time, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. So you want to make sure after you get off and get you some water, after I finish, you get off, get you a sip of water, and go ahead and lay back and get ready for the next Hour of Power, which will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries with none other than Ministry Elaine Jackson. I encourage you to come on and partner. And in partner, we are only asking for $25 or more. Now, you know, $25 ain't a lot of money. Glory to God. I went out and eat, and I'm like, okay, it was like $20-something dollars. Oh, man, what did I get? You know, that's what I always say in joking. Glory to God. But if you want, let's say you want good service, then guess what? I had to pay for it. Glory to God. So if you want the Spirit of the Lord, amen, glory to God, to continue these shows because they have to pay for it. You have to pay for the time that you're putting in. Glory to God. You have to pay, for, amen, for Blog Talk. My God, you know. So there's different things that you have to do. You have to pay for the cell phone. You have to do all that. So I encourage you to partner, amen, and you'll be placed on a personal prayer list where you are prayed for each and every day. Glory to God. So I encourage you to come on and get in and let God move in your life. You want God to move, there's something you got to do. You got to move too. Hallelujah. You know, so many times people are afraid. They say, well, you know, I'm fearful. I don't know. I don't want to join that team. You know, well, listen here. Go and join wherever you want to join. Amen. Just put it on out there. You know, we're living in the last days. You know, we can't always sugarcoat it. You know, we got to tell the truth of the word by the word of God. Glory to God, you know, but you need to join somewhere. You need to join where you know someone, amen, that takes pride in what they do for the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I can tell you over here, no, I'm not a salesman. I'm not trying to sell you. I'm telling you what I know. Glory to God. That's what I know. So I'm telling you, over here, they take pride in what they do for the Lord. Glory to God. You know, and even, you know, say the father give his child good gifts. Let me here to tell you, baby, ain't nothing shabby over here. I can honestly tell you that. Glory to God. So I encourage you to come on and join in and let the Spirit of the Lord move in your life. Amen. Glory to God. If you desire prayer at this time, I'm going to encourage you to go ahead and press the 1, and I'm going to bring you in for prayer. Glory to God, because God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. And we say that, but do we always remember that he is good? It's not just saying it, but do we really recognize when he really is good? Glory to God. So sometimes we just throw those touche out there, but glory to God, hallelujah, because it sounds good. But can you really testify in your mind, glory to God, can you really testify, glory to God, how good God is to you, how good he has been, glory to God. And the best is yet to come. You know, people always, you know, they'll send you little texts and stuff. You know, the best is yet to come, glory to God. But do you actually believe that, that his best is yet to come? You know, there's going to be a time, hallelujah, when the word of God, glory to God, will be no more. Amen. So you need to get in and listen and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. You know, God is walking, amen, on the earth today, now, right now. Glory to God, because he's sending his disciples, those whom he called forth, to spread the gospel to the nation right now. So you better take heed to this word and listen to the word of God as it is being taught. Hallelujah. You know, you're so many times we get so mixed up and tied up and tangled up in the world system that we can't hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Yes, I know, yeah, you need more money. Yes, I understand that. He knows we need money down here. There's nothing wrong with you asking them, but don't let that be your only prayer. Glory to God. Don't let that be your only prayer. Yes, we know everybody needs healing. You know, some people need healing. Yes, they do. Glory to God. And you pray for people healing. My God, yes, you do. But understand, reach out and pray for somebody else sometimes. Don't always pray for your purse. Glory to God. Pray for somebody else's purse. Help them, glory to God. You say, Lord, I know, you know, I could use more money. I want this. Lord, I can't help nobody. You know, if I ain't got more money, got more money. Well, let me ask you something, glory to God. Okay, if you saw your brother or sister and they needed the $10 and you had it in there, would you give it to them, glory to God? You know, some people, we are tested. We are human beings, but we're going to be tested. You know, our faith is also going to be tested, glory to God. Would you give it to them if they really, really, you know that without a shadow of a doubt that they need this money. Would you give it to them? That's the thing. I had to pause for a minute, and I want you to answer that question. Amen. You're in your own home. Amen. Ain't nobody on here but you and Jesus. It's okay. Amen. Ask yourself that question, and if he give you any more, are you going to do it? Because if you didn't do what you were supposed to do the first time, whenever you got that money and he opened doors for you, he ain't going to give you no more because you ain't do what you needed to do. Amen. So we're going to get off of that. We're going to get on. Amen. That's not the message. Glory to God. Again, hallelujah. Let's go on. We're going to move to John chapter 8. I'm going to be coming from John chapter 8. Nobody pressed the 1. So I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before you, Lord God, as humble as we know how, God, lifting up the name of Jesus, magnifying your holy name on high, oh God. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, just to send out a special blessing to the mothers on today in the name of Jesus, oh God, those that are even in the nursing homes, oh God. No one has went by. So, Father, we ask you, God, to touch them in a mighty way, Lord. Send, Lord God, your servants to touch them in a mighty way, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray right now for strength, Lord God, to anyone on this line that's needed. Let them catch it and grab hold to the strength that you're sending out from on high in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, God, because we serve such an awesome God, Lord. We know, Lord, that you sit high and you look low, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, you know your children will suffer no lack, because you broke the back of lack when you gave your only son on the cross, oh God, in the name of Jesus. If they will stand firm and stand on the word of God, oh my God, that by your stripes, oh my God, they are healed, healthy, and whole, Lord God, that by your stripes, there is no lack, that by your stripes, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that's where the strength comes from, Lord God, by the shedding of the blood, oh God, Lord, you go. God, their mind and God, their heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus, by the shedding of the blood, dear Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, you'll order their steps, because the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Lord, we know, Lord God, that you are, Lord God, an on-time God. Lord, you share your glory with no one, oh God. Lord God, we thank you to be a miracle worker, Lord God, in our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you, Lord, on this day for each and everything that you do and in each and every way, Lord, that you keep on keeping us, Lord God, and taking us higher. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Let's get into our message on today. I'm going to be coming, like I said, from John chapter 8. And I'm going to title this message. You know, sometimes you can get so out there. I mean, you know, we can get so out there. I just say me too. You know, glory to God. I don't want nobody to say I'm talking about them. So I always do that. But I know some of the things I don't do. But guess what? You know, I just say as people. How about that? As people, you know, sometimes tend to judge people. You know, we are not the judge and the jury. Jesus is the judge. And he's the jury. So let's go on. Let's move on down the road here. We're going to start chapter 8, first verse. Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and talked. You know, see, hey, you see right here, Jesus was teaching. So why do you think that we don't need teaching? You know, we need teaching. We need guidance. But that's when you get all this, so that you can get sent out, in other words, to help somebody else. Glory to God. That's what we need. Because you don't want to go out there all haphazardly and mess somebody up and not helping them to discern the right thing to do and the wrong thing to do and how to get there to where they want to go. You know, that's what we got to do. You got to sit down and be taught. Glory to God. It's okay. God raised some up to be teachers, preachers, apostles, prophets. Glory to God. He raised them up. Amen. And all these ministry gifts that are to be working in the house of God. So it's okay. Hallelujah. You know, now I always hear this old saying, say, you know, there's too many chiefs and not enough Indians. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I've heard that saying so much. And I never really, I'm like, okay, what are they talking about? Yeah, everybody wants to be in control. Everybody wants to be in charge, but nobody wants nobody to tell them nothing. Well, you know, there are some that God have placed over you that have been in ministry longer than you have. So you need to clean your ears out and hear. You know, I always hear, you know, my pastor said, you know, guard your ear gates. Glory to God. You know, I used to say, well, you know, I ain't got no gates on my ears, you know, but hey, glory to God. Now I understand, you know, what he was saying. And I laughed. I said, okay, but you know, he do. He's right. You got to guard your ear gates. Glory to God. You can't let people talk about, you know, whom you're sitting under and why you're there. And, you know, just because a certain people don't like a certain word and different things that come forth. Well, it's okay. But just don't you get in that place where you're talking about it with them. Just say, and go on about your business. Sometimes it's better not to say nothing. Just say, and go on about your business. So be careful. You see, Jesus taught the disciples. He was teaching. Well, he taught his disciples. Yes, he did. And he taught right here in the temple. He was teaching the people about Jesus Christ. And that's where it has to be. You have to be taught. You know, just think about it. You came out of, you know, I'm not bashing churches. You came out of, you know, let's just say traditional churches. Glory to God. And now you're stepping in, amen, in a place where you want more. There's more of God to get. And there's more of God to receive. There's more of the Holy Ghost to give. Good God Almighty, yes, Lord, thank you. And you want more. Well, it's okay if you go to get that more. Let's move on. And the scribes and the Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? You see right here, you know, they had heard, you know, they had heard him teaching. Don't you think they had heard him teaching? And they said this woman was caught in adultery. But what that was, they was trying to get him caught up to see what if what he was saying, amen, that he was going to say the same thing. Have you ever talked to people, amen, glory to God, and they want to see what you got to say? You know, I've been in positions now, you know, since later in ministry where people will come to me and say, well, you know what? Listen, this, that, you know, they said, well, you know what? They wore this, they wore that, and, you know, this said this and this said that. Just all kinds of crazy stuff. And sometimes I be wanting to say, what in the world are you talking about? But guess what? I have to catch myself. And I have to come from the word, and I tell them, okay, this is not what the word says, you know. And, you know, we can't judge. We have to just, we don't judge the person, but we can judge the fruit. And then the person said, well, I don't like that person. No, you can't like, not dislike that person. You got to love everybody because Jesus is love, okay? And that love is triggered down to us. So you got to love everybody from the inside out. You know, I've always heard, you know, and I do this a lot, love the hell out of people and keep it moving. Don't let them, they don't have a heaven or a hell to put you in. And so don't let them, amen, glory to God. Don't let them, hallelujah, get you confused all on the inside, tore up from the floor up, glory to God, by hating them. You know, we can't hate people. You can dislike the way they act, yes you can, but you can't dislike the person. It's okay, let's move on. And, you know, they were trying to get him caught up, so that's why they asked him. You know, they heard what he was preaching, I'm sure, when he was preaching about Jesus, and he was preaching about God, and he was preaching about salvation, and he was preaching the word of the Bible and everything. But then they trying to get him caught up just to see what he was going to say, okay? That's why they brought him to her. Let's see. This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. See, he act like he didn't hear them, but you know what? He heard what they said when they were saying this woman was called into adultery. Now look, the reason she was called into adultery, amen, what they were saying was she had a husband, yes, but she was sleeping with somebody else. Don't you know whoever was that called her, she might have even been with one of them. Glory to God. Come on now. Hey. And then they want to turn her up because they were mad with her. Ain't just like the worldly people. That's what happens. This don't only happen, amen, in the Bible. You see it. It happens in the world. They'll get mad and they'll want to, you know, go and call them out and call all kinds of names. Glory to God. They'll call a woman anything, but they call a man nothing. Hallelujah. He's all right, you know, yeah. Mm-hmm. He got so many women, yeah, baby, he's all right. Oh, my God, come on now. Glory to God. But they brought her, but I didn't see in here where they brought him. And, you know, I mean, if that wasn't her husband, then they should have brought him. He should have been right there. They should have thrown him on the ground right there by her, right? Glory to God. Come on now. But they didn't do that. All they did was brought her, glory to God, because they said she was in adultery. Come on now, glory to God. And Jesus stooped down, they said, and he was writing in the sand. Well, you think Jesus was writing now? You know, he probably said, hey, apple, I saw you when you went over there one night, and be bread, I saw you, huh? Glory to God, you were coming out the back door, and see candy, I saw you, glory to God, you crawled out the window, hallelujah. And then he went on down the road and said, okay, D donut, I saw you too, amen, you went in on Tuesday, glory to God. Can you imagine what he was writing in the sand, hallelujah? He was writing, okay, let me write this down here in the sand, and they were, can you imagine, their eyes probably got big and they were looking, glory to God, as he was writing in the sand. Let's move on just a little bit further. So when they continue asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last, and Jesus was left alone and the woman standing in the midst. You see what happened here? Look who left first. The elders. He said, he who without sin, let him cast the first stone. Then none of them throw no stone at her. Because you know what? He said, we all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Yes, but we don't continue to stay in that place. Because there's a time whenever, you know, you do something and you know, say, Lord, forgive me of my sin. Lord, I repent. But you repent and you turn around from that sin. What I mean by turn around, you don't keep going back doing it, thinking that you're going to keep repenting for it. No, because it's going to wear out. If he done told you it's wrong and you know it's sin, then you need to turn around and you need to go the other way. Glory to God. Every time you see it coming and you think it's coming in your mind for you to go out and do, you need to turn around and say, Lord, help me, God. Help me in my mind, Lord. I ain't going over there no more because I know it's sin. Glory to God. But look who left first, the elders. Now, come on, why do you think them elders left first? Can you imagine, glory to God, that it could have been one of them? Amen. Glory to God. It's time for us to go now because somebody done peeped our card. They done looked on the inside and saw, hey, when we were where and what we were doing. So guess what they did? They turned around and left. I tell you the truth. You know, amen. Let's just bring it on down the 21st century, I always say. Amen. You know, the deacon, amen, glory to God. He done been over there. Amen. And, you know, this one and that one. And I'm not going to call them out. Amen. If it's you, just stop and don't sin no more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you imagine them getting ready to walk away because they didn't want to see their name written down there in the sand. Hallelujah. They know he knew what he was talking about then. So guess what? They began to tip on out. Hallelujah. Ain't that just like them? Hallelujah. The deacons, amen, and the deaconettes and all this good stuff. Amen. They done been over there doing everything they know how to do, and then they going to go ahead and turn when he said and walk away. You know, nowadays what I see, glory to God, I tell you, it's just so much going on in the world today. You really see a lot. You see the older women, glory to God, and the older men, hallelujah, my God, trying to go with the younger women and the younger. I'm like, why, glory to God, why? I do not understand it. I'm trying to figure this thing out. Because if you think she going to keep you young, you got another thing coming. You got a wife, you better stay there with her, glory to God. Because guess what? Hallelujah. You're going to need her, glory to God, first of all. Because if you ever get sick, hallelujah, I'm going to help you out here. Glory to God. This is a help out sermon on the day. Glory to God. If there's something that ever happens, you're going to need that wife because that's the one that's going to stick by you. Glory to God. She's going to help you. You know, go to the doctor, take you and going to help you to do whatever it is you need to do. Make sure you're taking your medication. So, amen. Glory to God. So, whatever it is you're doing, I don't know who it is, I'm telling you again, stop it. Glory to God. Just stop it. Glory to God. My goodness, just turn around now from the sin and just quit. Hallelujah. No, it ain't hard to quit. You can do it if you want to. And you know, sometimes we even see the women want the younger men. Why? Glory to God. They can't do that but take it to the doctor. Look at David, glory to God, in the Bible, hallelujah. They took, when they got him a young woman, and, you know, he was old in his age, you know, he had many women and just carrying on, you know, glory to God. They went and got a young woman and put her in the bed with him, hallelujah. And they said, oh, my Lord, the king is dead, because he didn't touch her. Glory to God, don't you see? If David didn't, hallelujah, glory to God, chances are you're not either, glory to God. I don't care what kind of medication you say to get, hallelujah, it's still, hallelujah, nothing you can do, amen, hallelujah, oh, glory to God, hallelujah. So I'm telling you, you stay with your wife, glory to God. And if you don't have a wife, I'm going to put it out there like this. You know, the Bible said when man findeth a wife, he findeth a good thing. Men, you can go and look. Women, stop looking. Let him come find you. Stop putting yourself out there so much. Glory to God. Yes, you are to look nice. Yes, you are to be nice. Yes, and you are to continue to pray. Yes, but don't put yourself out there so much trying to make them want you. Glory to God. He said when they find you, hallelujah, let them find you. But so many times right now, you're just so transparent. They know what you want. That's why they come to you. Hallelujah. And you know what they're coming with? They're coming with some good game. Now, glory, yes, I said it, good game. I'm telling you, women, they're coming with some good game. Let me tell you now. Okay, they're coming with the game even. Okay, you know, yes, I've been going to church forever. You know, now, no, you ain't. I ain't seen you now time in church. Well, anyway, let's just move on. Lord Jesus, help us. Okay, let's go on. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. See, he was being nice, you know. He was being polite because, you know, that's what he got to do. You see somebody sinning, no, you don't go and condemn them. You don't go and judge them. What you do is you just say, well, you know what, I hear you. I do, I hear you. No, I ain't going to understand the sin, but I'm going to tell you, I heard what you said. Yes, and I know, yeah, yes, I know you want a husband. Yes, I do. But, you know, go back the right way. And yes, I know you do want somebody. Yes, I do. But ask God for the right somebody to come find you. Yes, and all that, and yes, and yes, and yes. See, he was trying to draw. You know, you got to first catch a fish before you can clean him. Glory to God. You know, so many times people try to clean them, amen, and then, you know, and then catch them, and that ain't going to work. You got to catch them, and then you clean them. Glory to God. And that's what he was doing. Glory to God. He was talking to her in a very nice and mannerable way. You know, yes. He said, I understand, but listen, nobody accused you, and I don't either. You know, so go and sin no more. In other words, he was leading her to Christ, glory to God. He was leading her to repentance. That's what he was doing. See, that's what you got to do. That's when you have to be taught the word of God, how to lead people into repentance. You can't just, amen, roll up on them and say, well, you know what, you need to repent, turn around, and do it now. Well, you just throw fire on them. Glory to God, you just throw brimstone on them. Glory to God, you just throw lighter fluid on all that and you pour gas on it. You just blew them up in the wrong direction. Because guess what? You're not going to get a good response from them. Glory to God. But you got to understand, you have to walk into this thing kind of easy. Ease up on them. Don't roll up on them like that. Yes, I did say roll up on them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because you know some terms are the only thing that people will understand. See, we're breaking it down so you can get it on today. Glory to God. Huh? Hallelujah. So many times you try to talk over people here where they don't understand it. But I'm here to tell you, on neither of these shows, starting Tuesday night, glory to God. Amen. It's coming so that I know you can understand it. Glory to God. My God, let's move on. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The Pharisees therefore said unto him, thou bearest record of thyself. Thy record is not true. See, they didn't know who he really was, because if he did, they wouldn't be saying that. He is the light. He was the truth and the life. He was saying, I am the truth and the life. Glory to God. And then when you confess that I am who I say I am, then guess what? You are walking in the light. You ain't in the darkness no more. When he called you out, when you first repent and you come out of the darkness, glory to God, let me help you. Amen. New saints, let me help you. Those that are just coming in, glory to God, guess what? Hallelujah. There are some things that God's going to have to cut away. Amen. And everything is step by step by step. It don't come all at one time. Because I remember in my own life, glory to God, when I first, I tasted, hallelujah, my hold up. This it ain't going on down here. Amen. Something ain't right here. Amen. In the place that I was in. So I need to go to a place where I know that I'm going to get taught even the more. Because this can't keep going in the same direction all the time, the same old, same old. I want it more. When you hunger and thirst after righteousness, he says you will be filled. Because guess what? You'll have that unction on the inside. So hold up, wait a minute. This ain't all it could be. It got to be more than this. It got to be more than Jesus. And I'm saying these same old songs, you know, and I'm doing the same hymns. Ain't nothing wrong with the hymns. Glory to God. Nothing wrong with none of that. And I'm not getting something. Something ain't right. You know, something just ain't right. Something just wasn't right. Because I wanted more. So you see what you got to do? You got to reach out for that more. Hallelujah. You can't stay in that same old dry place. Glory to God. And some of the places may not be dry. True. Yes, I hear you. But when God calls you into another place in him, then you're going to have to go get what you need. Hallelujah. I understand. You said, well, this was my mama's church. Yes, it was. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Mama did a good job. Daddy did a good job. Led you to Christ. Led you to church. But it's time for you to reach beyond the breaks. Glory to God. My God. Let's move on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus answered and said unto them, though I bear record of myself yet, my record is true, for I know whence I came and whether I go, but ye cannot tell whence I came and whether I go. He said, you don't know. You don't know me like this. You don't know nothing, okay? He said, you don't know me. You don't know who I am. You don't know what I do. You don't know where I come from. You don't even know who sent me. You don't know. Glory to God. Let's move on. Ye judge after the flesh. I judge no man. And yet, if I judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I am the Father that sent me. Glory to God. You know, he was saying here, amen, let's back up just a little bit. He was saying here, you know, how they always say, let the truth be established by two witnesses. That's what he was saying here in his word. You know, he's saying, hold up, you know, glory to God. You go by what humans say. See, Jesus was going by what his father was telling him to do. Glory to God. But he didn't know who he was. Glory to God. Ain't that something? You know, people always say, well, you know what? Yeah, they did it, you know. And I always say, you know, yeah, two people ain't going to tell the same thing, but, you know, sometimes the stories be different. If you will listen at it, you will hear the difference in the stories. Glory to God. My God, my God. There is a difference if you listen at it. But he was saying, yes. He said, my father, the one that imparted into me and was telling me these things. See, no human did this. He was telling them that his father is the one did it. Don't you know whenever Jesus imparts something into you, it's there? Don't you know, amen, if your leaders impart something into you, you know they got it from on high, from the Father, and it's there, glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, it came down, and he gave it to you through the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You just need to listen. Sometimes you get outside of yourself, just don't want to listen. We're in a world system now where nobody wants to listen. Everybody wants to be in charge, but nobody wants to listen. That's the thing about it. You know, if you listen to what's being taught, if you could take the word in and write it on the tables of your heart, this word will tell you what you need to do and how you need to walk and how you need to live. Forget about all what they say. You don't want to hear it. Glory to God. All you want now is the word of God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Because this woman here, that's what she needed, because she had fell into adultery. Amen. Glory to God. But she had a husband. That's so many times, you know, and the Bible said drink from your own schism, right? Glory to God. It's telling you if you got a wife, hallelujah, you deal with that you got at home. Don't go out in the streets trying to get no more, hallelujah, and get nothing else, glory to God. You can't handle no two women, glory to God. You wasn't King David, hallelujah. You wasn't David, glory to God, because it came a point at a time where he couldn't handle none, and that's what's going to happen, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. I feel the shift a little bit here. So we're going to go on and we're going to walk it. Glory to God. My God. You know, God is an on-time God. Hallelujah. Now this woman, hallelujah, right here, if Jesus, he hadn't been who he was, then she could have got messed up. She wouldn't even know, amen, who she wouldn't even know anything about repenting and coming and turning around and coming to Jesus. If, amen, glory to God, if he had came to her, amen, I would say a loud voice, and he had came with her trying to make her, amen, listen, you need to stop and turn around now. You know you're sin, and you know that's a sin, and that's not of God. Now, he could have lost her right there, glory to God. But you got to watch your mouth when you go out trying to win souls. Hallelujah. You got to watch, amen, what you say. You got to watch what you do, too. Glory to God. You got to watch how you act. Glory to God. By God, my God. Because you can mess somebody up. You know, they may be just coming, amen, wanting to just, you know, I've been, you know, really down and out lately, and I don't know which way to go, and I don't know what to do. Glory to God. You know, they may just say, well, you know what? I've been cheating on my husband. Can you help? What do I need to do? I just don't know. You know, he don't treat me right at home. Glory to God. I just don't know. And then you say, well, you know, it's sin. You need to stop. You done lost him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I said, no, listen. You know, listen, go to the word of God. And it's when you start feeding. Well, you know what? Yes, but, you know, Jesus forgive. So, you know, you will be forgiven. But, you know, you need to stop it. It's okay. You know, just repent and turn around. But don't go back and keep doing it, baby. It's okay. But, see, sometimes you come so rough, Nick. Glory to God. Good God. Amen. Nobody wants to talk to you. Hallelujah. You know, you can throw the word out there and say, oh, I land where it may. No, but you always got to tell the truth. That's it. You've got to tell the truth. See, Jesus is the truth and the light. Hallelujah. And you know, that was a soul right there that he was getting ready to win. Even though she had been doing things that wasn't like God, glory to God, hallelujah, he still, what did he do? He showed compassion on her. Hallelujah. You got to show compassion on the lost. Glory to God. No matter what they're doing and what they in, hallelujah, that don't mean you like the sin that they're in, but what it does mean is you got love in your heart. You got the same kind of love that Jesus had for this woman, amen, when he told her, go and sin no more. You know, amen, I don't condemn you, and no man around you condemned you. But you know one thing about it, amen, that one that she had laid with, he didn't never come up, glory to God. Did you notice he never did come, glory to God, hallelujah. And those elders walked away because, hey, huh, glory to God, amen. Think about it now, hallelujah. So you see, that's what we got to do. You got to understand something. Over here on this side, amen, hallelujah, those of you who are blood-washed, born believers, be careful how you treat others, because that this going to come back to knock at your door. Hallelujah, glory to God. You know when Jesus said, you know, he's knocking and he want to come in, glory to God. He said, let him come in and he'll come in and sup with you and you with him, glory to God. You know, people just sometimes want to come in and they just want someone to talk to. You know, if you let them talk and let them talk first and listen to what they got to say, then you can feed them the word. And you know, sometimes they'll say, well, you know what, I didn't know that. And they don't know it because you're in a whole different place in the Lord thy God. Amen. Hallelujah. Then they are. But you don't have to throw your weight around. I don't know where this is going, but good God Almighty. You don't have to throw your weight around. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You don't have to throw your weight around. You see how he did, and amen, he gained a soul. He told her, he said, go and sin no more. Can you imagine that she went up, she got up, amen, glory to God, and she went on home to her own husband. Amen, I don't know, amen, if he was in the best of health, I don't know, glory to God. I read other, you know, in other Bibles where they're saying he was in the best, you know, he wasn't in the best of health, but it don't matter about all that. The thing that matters is if she got up and she turned around from the sin, and she didn't sin no more. See, that's what you've got to understand. When you try to draw a soul, you have to have that compassion to draw that soul. Let's read here. Amen. Glory to God. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that bear witness of myself, and the Father that sent me bears witness for me. Then said they unto him, where is thy Father? Jesus answered, ye neither know me nor my Father. If you had known me, ye should have known my Father also. You see right there, they didn't know who the Father was. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, if you know that you know, you know where you're going. You don't have to get in confrontation with people about, you know, well, I am saved. I am filled with the Holy Ghost. You don't have to do that. Glory, you don't have to do it. You just said, okay, amen, hallelujah, and learn how to walk away. You know, just because you walk away, that don't make you a small person. That really make you a bigger person because you don't have to stand there and take that. You don't have to get involved with anybody, amen, in any confrontation about people, about who you are and what you're doing. Jesus just told them because he was the truth and the light. He said, my Father, but they didn't know who he was when he was talking about my Father. Glory to God. They didn't know. They did not know. Glory to God. Let's move down to 20. These words spake Jesus in the treasury as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. In other words, he was telling them about Jesus, but they didn't bother him because it wasn't his hour. It wasn't his time. It wasn't time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So guess what? He got there. He got the word out. Hallelujah. And he continued on. They didn't lay hands on him, didn't do nothing. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Well, I go, ye cannot come. Then said the Jews, will he kill himself? Because he says, whether I go, you cannot come. And he said unto them, ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. See, he was explaining to them about his Father in heaven. But they didn't know who he was talking about. Hold up, wait a minute, is he going to kill himself? You know, I'm like, come on now. They didn't believe it. You know, sometimes people don't believe the word of God when you teach it. They don't believe it when you preach it. They don't believe, really, that Jesus is to return. Some don't. You know, they say, well, it's time. I'm ready to go, Lord. And no, you ain't ready to go. You just talking smack. You ain't ready to go. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You just talking, amen. You're talking amen out your ears. But listen, you ain't ready to go. Glory to God. You say that because, amen, sometimes we go through a lot of trouble and a lot of trials and a lot of tribulations. You say, okay, Jesus, just take me. Take me on. Be careful what you ask for because you just might get it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Be careful. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He was telling them, I'm from above. You are from beneath. He said, you are from this world. I'm not from this world. Glory to God. And he wasn't from this world. So you got to understand, we don't operate by the world system. So many times it's, well, you know what? I'm broke, busted, and disgusted. The devil is a lie. He says if I pay my tithes and my offering, he will rebuke the devourer for his name's sake. He said if I give bountifully, amen, I shall receive bountifully. If I give sparingly, that means if I give that 50 cents, and then I'm going to receive sparingly. Glory to God. He said, hallelujah, he'll keep me in perfect peace if I keep my mind stayed on him. Now, all the world system say what? Okay, well, you got this and you got that. No, he said he is a miracle worker. He said by his stripes I'm healed, healthy, and whole. No, you don't operate, amen, in the world system. You hear what they got to say, yes. You hear, yes, you hear what your doctor says. But then you go and you go in your prayer closet, amen, glory to God, and you begin to quote the scripture. You begin to quote the word of God. Hallelujah. That's why it has to be taught to you so you can quote the word of God and you'll know what to quote and you'll know what to say, amen, regarding to every situation that you got. Glory to God. Now, that's what they were doing. They didn't know. They didn't know him. Just didn't know him. Didn't know who he was. Sometimes you just don't know which way Jesus went. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But he is to return. And you have to be careful, glory to God. You're here to win souls and draw souls. See that woman that they want to stone her, but that wasn't what they should have did. But, you know, I do believe it. You know, sometimes they get mad because it's not them, you know, and even if she had been with one of them, glory to God, and she was didn't go back to one of them, then now they want to stone her, glory to God. And look at all the elders. They walked away. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do you think that they were saying, oh, I hope, sure hope, Jesus don't write my name down there on that ground. Glory to God. I think it's time for me to go. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. Jesus is real. Jesus is coming. Hey, don't forget it. Hallelujah. He is coming. Although he may not be here right now, just yet, because he's given us time to get it together. And I thank you, Jesus, glory to God, for giving us time, Lord, to get it together, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, you know, God is good. Hallelujah. My God, my God. I see the line is full. Is there anyone that desires prayer at this time? If you will press the one, I will bring you in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Well, no one's pressed the one. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to continue on. You know, just remember, hallelujah, we're not here to be judges. We're not. We don't judge that person. You can judge the sin or you can judge the, you know, the fruit that's coming from the tree. But we don't judge people. You know, that's so many times where, you know, where I don't like them. No, you can't do that. You can't do that. Just remember, you know, you was one that once doing some of the same stuff. Amen. Glory to God. Let's be real, that this woman was doing also. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How people turned their back and talked about you. Glory to God. But when you gave your life to Christ, good God Almighty, the angels in heaven rejoice. So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to give the invitation to Christ. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, this is your time to come to Jesus. Come to Jesus and give him your full life. Give him every part of you. So many times when we come to Jesus, people come to Jesus, they don't come fully committed. They just come because it sounds good. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead. And I gave my life to Christ, but I'm going to continue on doing what I'm big enough to do. No, when you come fully committed. You know, come on out of the world system. Understand, God can give you way more than the world can give you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know some say, well, they look like they living poor, but understand, no, they ain't living poor. They full of Jesus, glory to God, and they know where they're going to spend eternity, because guess what, your Mercedes, it's going to burn up, it's going to be gone on, glory to God. Mercedes ain't going to go in the grave with you, glory to God, hallelujah. The big fine house, it ain't going in there either, hallelujah. They ain't going to say, come on, let's pick it up off the slab of cement and take it on and park it in the grave. No, it ain't going with you either, glory to God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, my God. But just know who Jesus is. Come fully committed. I'm going to go ahead and repeat the sinner's prayer at this time. Say, Father, I want you to repeat after me. I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord. Father God, forgive me of all my sins that I have committed, oh God. I commit my whole life unto you, Lord God. I commit my whole self unto you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And if you said that, welcome to the body of Christ. You are now blood washed, born believer. Amen. In Christ Jesus, the angels are rejoicing in heaven. Glory to God. Ooh, hallelujah. My God, because God is good and he's worthy. Hallelujah. To be praised. My God. I'm going to go ahead, amen, glory to God, and I'm going to get off, but I want to remind you, don't forget any of the shows, hallelujah, glory to God, this is a live show, we're keeping it real. Don't forget any of the shows, amen, and the announcements that I made, hallelujah. I want you to continue to tune in on Tuesday night for Apostle and Pastor. Tune in on Saturday for Elder, glory to God, Faith Come By Hearing Ministries, and next Sunday for Prophetic Corner Ministries. And you're going to get ready, amen, in about 35, 40 minutes and get ready for our minister, Elaine, glory to God, because it comes on the hour of power. She's the next hour, so you're going to get ready. You can go and get some water, amen, eat a piece of chicken, whatever, glory to God, and get ready, amen, to hear the word of the Lord. Go over expecting God to move in a mighty way. That's what you do. Always take your level of expectation with you. Don't wait to get it when you get there. Amen. Now I'm going to go ahead and do the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Glory to God, and have an awesome Sunday. Enjoy the rest of the day. And I want to say it again. Happy Mother's Day. Amen.